A large fire which broke out inside a trawler at Mooloolaba earlier this morning has now been extinguished. Emergency services were called to the marina on Park and Parade around 6:30. A large plume of smoke could be seen coming from the docked vessel. Paramedics treated one man aged in his 50s for smoke inhalation. It's unknown what caused the fire at this stage. We're about to score 3 hours of free electricity every day. The federal government's new solar sharer plan kicks in next year across the Sunshine Coast, along with the rest of Southeast Queensland, New South Wales and South Australia. It's designed to make use of all of that extra solar power flooding the grid in the middle of the day. Another teacher strike could be on the cards for the Sunshine Coast. The Queensland Teachers Union president has told News Corp its members have voted in favour of a 24-hour walkout on an unknown date after two-thirds of its 29,000 members rejected the most recent offer of an 8% pay rise over 3 years. And there's been a spate of e-scooter and e-bike incidents across Queensland overnight, with emergency services responding to 7. There are now calls for an urgent crackdown on e-device safety from Queensland doctors and motoring bodies who spoke out following the deaths of 2 children less than a week ago, including an 8-year-old boy here on the Sunshine Coast. And Sunshine Coast cricketer Michaela Wrigley's been signed by the Brisbane Heat for the WBBL 11 season. The 21-year-old was the 15th and final player to be awarded a contract following her recent on-field performances for the Queensland Fire and for the Scorchers in the Queensland Premier Cricket Competition. Wrigley broke the record for the highest individual score in the Catherine Raymond Shield with 250 not out from 172 balls for the Sunshine Coast Scorchers in a one-day match just last month.